I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Your favorite crumb bum on the radio, Tony Bruno. Harry Mays is here. Couch guy is now a stand-up guy today. He looks like he's about to do a comedy set down there at Going Bananas at 2nd and South.
Going to open for Joe Conklin.
Yeah, exactly
he's
right.
He's got those like cranberry-type pants on, and then he's got the
shorts.
Red shoes.
Yeah.
And you see what he's got on the shirt? What a do, baby!
What a do, baby!
What a do!
And I got the backwards Montreal Expos hat on.
That's the whole package right there, man. Yeah,
that's an outfit.
That's an outfit.
That's called, not rapper's delight, that's strapper's delight. Right?
I like What a Do, Baby. Tonight.
I do too.
Yeah.
Will he be singing that tonight?
I think he's going to have a monster game tonight.
What
you
do you think, couch guy?
I don't know, man. I just – the way that Luka and them showed up, even like – because, again, the line moved significantly when Porzingis got ruled out.
Yep.
And they ended up coming back. And, I mean, obviously, we were just talking about in the break that Luka just is phenomenal. He's probably the best young player in the league right
now. I love the guy, too. And we're all going crazy. But, you know, he's still a young guy.
Yeah, it's true.
He's a good player? Absolutely.
And but to do it by himself, basically be their only, main scorer. I don't know. Yeah, the clip show – think Kawhi and Paul George get it.
We will really. I'm going to make a couple NBA plays today on my DraftKings app.
All right. I'm
going to fire today, even though I don't like the NBA as far as gambling purposes.
Well, we got some phones to get to, and
we'll
got Bruce Bowen to get to.
Yeah, and we also have to get to this situation going on. What's the matter, Robin? No, let me hang on the phone, Rick and Kevin. I want to play this. So yesterday we did the whole thing. Elton Brand held a Zoom session with the local media today.
Yeah, a press conference.
And
yeah.
He was described. But earlier today on Get Up, or as we call it,
Get Out! Get Out!
On ESPN with that Greenstein guy. And then he had Bruce Bowen with a bow tie looking like he was about to go into a restaurant, but they're still closed in Pennsylvania, New Jersey. So he's not there. And then Timmy Legs was on there.
Yes.
But Bruce Bowen went off on Joel Embiid.
Oh, yeah?
Not on... not on the coach who's now been fired, and his name I already forget.
Brett Brown.
Let's go to the tape from Get Out this morning.
I feel like the accountability has been lost on the player, Greeny. The fact that, yes, I understand that coaches get fired in this game when they don't achieve certain things. But at what point are we going to start holding players accountable? I know that players are always talking about how they can be traded, they can get waived and things of that nature, but who's going to stand up for the coaches? I'm going to stand up for my guy, Brett Brown, right now. And I feel like if he would have had a vested superstar in Joel Embiid, things wouldn't be this way. Somebody that takes ownership of the fact that you are the go-to guy on that team, that comes into camp in shape, that understands that he has to make others better. That's why he's a max player. I think the accountability is not being placed where it should be, and we need to start holding superstars accountable to being better players on the floor. When you don't love the game, I know that we have a guy that played at Lower Merion High School there. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. He loved the game. He understood his responsibility as a go-to guy, as a leader, as a guy that is to bring guys together and make others better that don't have quite the talent. We never got that from Joel Embiid. I'm going to give you a quick story, Breeny. As far as I was in San Antonio at the time, and Brett Brown and the 76ers were in town, he asked me to speak to the team. And I said, you guys have to understand that it's so much about the right now. You have to play as if there's no tomorrow, because you're not guaranteed to get anywhere. And so after that conversation, I talked about also, stay out of the media. Stop tweeting so much. And you know the one individual who had a problem with the whole meeting? It was Joel Embiid, because he felt like he was being chastised for the things that he had been saying. All I'm saying is this. If you're going to say something for the world to see, don't be surprised when people have ill will or ill thoughts about what you're tweeting, as far as, I guess I'm a five man now, I'm going to shoot threes. Get your butt on the block. Be demonstrative there, just as we saw in the All-Star game, because there is a place for big men. It's about the accountability, because when you are accountable, at least you can go to bat and say, well, hey, he did his best. Now Brett Brown needs to go. Again, I understand that it is the business, but when you don't have superstars given 100%, that's blasphemous against the game. This is a game that we supposedly love, and you want to maximize most of your opportunities. He didn't do that, and now people get fired.
Let me give him a warning out of the ball back. Now, of course, all the local media lapdogs are all over Bruce Bowen. And Bruce Bowen makes some good points.
He did make some good points.
Again,
I agree with some of that.
I think that Coach Brett Brown, he had worn out his welcome.
Right.
He lost the team. They weren't paying attention to him. The guy that they brought in for 1 year, what's his name, Richardson?
Jay Rich.
Even he said, hey, you know, something has to happen.
Well, yeah.
So he didn't give him a glowing endorsement after their last game when they got swept by the Boston
Nor
Celtics.
Did Horford. And apparently Embiid says, I wish we had found our identity offensively or defensively. Yeah. I felt like the focus was not always there. That's a shot at the coach.
Yes, and the coach had to go, and the coach is the easiest guy to get rid of.
I know, you can't get rid of the whole team.
It happens in every sport. And the guy was here 7 years.
Right.
But as far as Bruce Bowen, he makes some good points,
he does.
Too. But guess what? You got the local apologist. Oh, what do you mean picking on Joel Embiid? Does Joel Embiid look like he's a physical specimen, Harry, when he's out there?
Well, he needs to be in better condition.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like we've been saying every year since he got here.
By the way, Howard Eskin was on the Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look up Howard Eskin, Robin? I'm sorry. Howard Eskin then was on the Zoom call with Elton Brand, the Sixers GM. And then Elton Brand went off. As you know, Elton's not really
he's not going anywhere either.
No, he's not. No. But he went off and he basically talked about the response. He got a response to what Bruce Bowen said about him on Get Out this morning on ESPN. I went to Howard Eskin one because there were a bunch of reporters on there. But Howard has the actual tape right there, Robin, about what Bruce Bowen said about him. Now you have to find it. You have to find the particular cut. Because there's a bunch of questions that he was asked by different media people. And it's my fault. I didn't send this one to Robin earlier. There it is. That's the cut right there. This is Howard Eskin asked Elton Brand, the general manager, to respond to the Bruce Bowen comments that we just played that were on ESPN this morning.
Coming at you.
Okay.
Joel Embiid is growing as a player and as a person. And you know, I think he's in the right spot. The way he led during this restart in this bubble, you know, you don't get to see the behind the scenes, but he was at every meeting. He was spearheading team events, and he was pushing to do a lot better. And he wants to win, and he wants to be in Philadelphia. So, you know, regarding Bruce Bowen, I really don't know what he's talking about. And usually when you're asked to speak at a meeting for a team, you don't go and talk about it on ESPN. So I'm sure he won't be invited back to any of my meetings.
But he did talk about his not being in shape as part of his accountability, too.
This is the first offseason that Joel Embiid will be healthy. So I look forward to seeing what he does with a full offseason to get right and improve his game. Like he gets a lot of stuff in the media criticizing him, but I've seen him work firsthand, and I see the work that he puts in.
All right, there you go. So that's a response. That's Elton Brand. And Brand was also asked if he's going to get rid of either Embiid or Simmons, and he said no.
Right.
But he's going to clean up the organization. But you know what? I love Joel Embiid, but I think he's got LeBron poisoning.
Mm.
He loves to go on Instagram, and he loves to do his crazy. And I love the guy because I love his youthful exuberance. But guess what? That was 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You got to grow up into the game. You can't mope. When you sit down and mope because your teammates around you suck.
Bad body language.
And you're
man.
The leader. Yeah. The other team, the other
guys.
They
take their cues from
exactly.
him.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's more worried about the Hulu Has Live Sports and the Mountain Dew commercials he's in.
Oh, I don't blame him for that. They're throwing money at him for that.
Isn't it funny, though, they say he's out of shape and he's sponsored by Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Maybe a few too many Mountain Dews.
Wait, you got a What It Do shirt on, baby. Oh. What It Do, baby. Now, if I see Joel Embiid pimping Chick-fil-A sandwiches and fries and a great shake afterwards.
He doesn't pimp them. He just eats
them. No, you're right about that, Aaron. See, that's the problem. Again, local media, especially NBA media. NBA media are the biggest hunks and suck-ups of all alleged sports media. They will absolutely kneel, not for the national anthem. They'll kneel in front of these players. And they will glom the knob, Harry.
Mm.
That's how much they're up the NBA players' butts, these media honks, who are just glorified male groupies.
Kneel before Zoe!
Now let's go to Rick in Iowa. Rick, what's going on out there, man?
You ain't busy off of your motherfuckers up now!
What?
Rick!
A truck horn, you know, for the truckers. Anyway,
hey, it's Trucker Tuesday.
It is Trucker Tuesday, but watch your language.
It's not Mother Trucker Tuesday.
He said Mother Trucker Tuesday, but everybody thought he said a bad word.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did. Mother Trucker Tuesday.
That's what he said. Everybody, see? I understand, Rick. The rest of you don't, so I will interpret. I'll put the – we got to put the – what do you call it? The subtitles underneath Rick's call.
Right, yeah, we do. We should.
Joe C. immediately went to his pad to write down Rick in Iowa.
Yes. But I think the lovely, beautiful, charming Miss Robinson have her own segment, too.
She does. It's the Damn It Robin segment. We should have a dedicated Damn It Robin segment every day.
I also have another name change update, by the way.
Oh, we have a name change update.
Yes. Houston, hello. Long time ago, Sam Houston Institute of Technology had to change his name to Sam Houston State because of the initials, Sam Houston Institute of Technology.
That's great. What Institute of Technology? Not the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
No, Sam Houston.
The Sam Houston's going on out there?
Or the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Yeah, there's a lot of ITs out there.
A lot of techs.
Techs, Institutes of Technologies.
I'm going global because I even have a China update.
Oh, yeah?
We have a China update. I don't have a gong in here. That would be racist if I play a gong when you have an update on Asia. Is that racist,
well,
Rob?
Not really.
No, don't worry about it because you're in the right terms because China, the way they fire is one bung joint James. Anyway, for the bung James.
For LeBron, okay. Yeah, people are definitely wanting the subtitles on that one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he's I think even I need them today. Normally I can pick out what he's saying.
Well, you know what? Rick is very, very enthusiastic today.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's fired up.
Even more so than normal.
He was on hold for quite a bit.
I'm stoned since Sunday.
Jeez. Oh, you've been drinking it?
That corn feed is flowing out there.
Funny Sunday, I got stoned. I had orange juice yesterday. And I'm,
He is fired up today.
Wow.
Rick.
Rick's got to call in and leave a strapper line call and have us try to transcribe it.
Wow.
Well, no, actually, so Rick, wait, I have to tell you something, Rick. You called in and left a strapper line phone message one time, and it's so funny because Google Voice tries to transcribe, and it is absolutely hysterical what it comes up with.
Yeah, he needs to leave another one.
Yeah, you need to leave another strapper line.
In fact, when you hang up with us right now, I want you to call the strapper line and leave it.
And
leave
finish
a message.
Your thoughts.
In the current state that you're in, I need more from you. 856-818-4045, Rick.
That's the recorded strapper line.
I got that too, by the way.
Yes.
Anyway.
Thanks, Rick.
We got to go, Rick. Oh, man, is he awesome.
Oh, man.
I'll have what he's having.
Guys, I will seriously. Too.
Make mine a double.
Hey, let me take two, please.
Wow.
Wow.
Scorpion Niner says he's low-key faded. No, that is not low-key.
No, that was,
not low-key.
That was the opposite of low-key.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, did he go to the... I think Dean went to the cathedral in Massachusetts to punch the elector up there. Did you see that in Philly at the church, at the big cathedral? You know, the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul in the
I
Parkway?
Did see that, yeah, because somebody didn't have a mask on or
it
something.
It was Sunday morning mass, I guess, 11 o'clock. Mm. And the cathedral here on the Parkway is similar to St. Patrick's in New York. Not
in
as
York,
big
yeah, yeah.
And not as majestic, but it's the biggest church, and it's right there on the Parkway. And there's a big homeless encampment there, so people are wandering around. Mm-hmm. The church is open. And there was a mass at 11 o'clock on mm-hmm. Sunday, and it's now all over the national news.
Yeah.
And the lector, a female lector who reads, does one of the readings, comes down off the altar, and this woman went up and punched her twice in the face.
Mm-hmm.
They found her, but they didn't charge her with anything.
Which I don't
of course,
get.
Of course
I don't understand.
Not.
Why would they not charge her?
Well, because your crime
here
is allowed.
Here in Philadelphia, you can just do whatever.
Same way in New York City.
They're not charging people who are burning down buildings, for God's sake.
It's nuts.
It is nuts. Anyway, enough of that stuff. But I see that stuff, and then people come to me on Twitter. Is this the church you go to? And, wow, how is this happening? What do I know? I'm not the mayor of the city. This stuff's out of control, but what's the problem? I mean, I don't know. I really don't know what's going on out there. Because Harry's always asked what's going on back there many, many times.
Right.
But I don't know what's going on out there, Harry.
You know what is going on out there, Tony Bruno?
What's going on out
tonight
there?
Tonight is the quarterfinals for America's Got Talent, and guess who's on?
Our boy is on tonight?
Yes, Max Major.
Max Major, Harry.
No way.
Yes.
He's made it to the quarterfinals. If you have not checked him out, go to @itsMaxMajor on Twitter. See some of his videos. You can see one of the YouTube videos when he came in studio with us a couple years ago and blew our minds. I still cannot figure out how he did what he did, and I cannot wait to see what else he comes up with. But he is a phenom.
What time is it on? It's on NBC, is it?
Yeah, it's...
Is it NBC or ABC?
It's NBC.
NBC. Yeah. It's on at 8 p.m. Eastern. NBC.com/AGT vote. And vote for him because he's awesome. And
he
we want
awesome.
Him. I can't wait for him to be able to come in studio again.
Absolutely. NBC. Meanwhile, let's get it back. We love Max Major. And we showed you the tape, Harry. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kevin in Chi-Town, where I believe he is protesting in front of Mayor Lori Lightfoot's house at this hour. Kevin, what's going on out there, man?
Tony, I've been paying attention to these hot takes ever since that Luka Doncic, Montrezl Harrell situation. And the narrative seems to be that it's just the narrative from the left-wing nutjob media is it's just trash talk. It's just he's the moment trash talk, no big deal. And the other narrative is, if you point out the double standards, say, well, of course there's a double standard. Luka Doncic is white, and Montrezl Harrell is black, and he's oppressed. And Luka Doncic is white, so he's therefore privileged. And you're one of the few people in the media who calls out their hypocrisy, calls out the garbage that they're spewing.
Because I look for fairness. You know what I do, Kevin? I want to see justice for all, not just for some. When I see somebody commit a crime, I don't care what their color is. I don't care what they do. I don't care who they are. Justice for all means justice for all, not for some. And we keep hearing that from the politicians all the time. But there isn't justice for all. You can't give people a break when they do something wrong. Do I think Montrezl Harrell should have been suspended or thrown out of the league? Of course not. But to just make it about, and he apologized afterwards or before the next game. I don't remember what it was. Again, do guys talk trash? Yes.
Yes.
But when you drop any kind of racial reference, calling a guy a bitch-ass white boy, that's not cool. That's not cool. I don't care what you say. Luckily, Doncic didn't take, they didn't go after him. There wasn't a fight or anything because he's from another country.
If that was directed at me, I'd have taken it as a compliment because I got into that guy's head.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Right?
No doubt about that.
Well, especially after what he did.
Exactly.
I
was schooling that team right now. So, you know, I was like, hey,
that's how you shut them down. That's how you shut these suckers down.
Yeah.
I don't care what your color is. That's why I go after LeBron all the time.
But I think the Clippers are going to come to play tonight.
No doubt about it. And the Lakers, that series is over.
Yeah.
And then you got all these other series, Harry.
Well, this is the
Eastern Conference has been non-competitive.
How about
the Indiana Pacers?
Yeah, what a disappointment they were. I mean, I thought that series, I was really looking forward to a deep series with that.
Remember, it started as T.J. Warren. He's unstoppable. Yeah. And he did have another good night. He had 21 last night. He played great. Mm-hmm. And Oladipo's now talking about he doesn't know if he's going to be back and what's going to happen with him. And so the Indiana Pacers. But the interesting thing about the Pacers, Harry, they have now lost five straight first-round series in the playoffs.
Talk about not getting over the hump.
Five consecutive first-round exits.
Now, is that Bucks-Heat series that's going to obviously come up next? Does that go seven?
That's going to be a great series. You would think.
You would hope.
Because both teams have firepower. Indiana, unfortunately, you saw what happened. They scored 88 points last night?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the Heat played Jimmy Butler-style defense.
And Butler was hurt. He got hurt in the first early in the game, and then he came back in the second half. Didn't put up numbers, but he played great defense. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Heat do. And that's, once again, looking at the Sixers, let this guy get away. And remember, who thought the Miami Heat would be going to the Eastern Conference semifinals, Harry, before the season started? When the bubble got back in action?
Not me.
And we knew the Heat were better with Jimmy Butler, but how much better are they? Now, they got other players around him, don't get me wrong, but Jimmy Butler is the engine that makes that thing move.
Yeah, not only that, a lot of those guys are young and they're hungry. And, like, with his drive and stuff, like, the passion he's playing with right now, I can really see that team upsetting the Bucks.
Dragic, he's tough.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Bam Adebayo is
Bam Adebayo had a great
too.
Game.
Yeah.
And now they're going to sit around, and Milwaukee should be able to finish this baby tonight in Game 5. The 8 seed Orlando Magic. Give them an E for effort, Harry, but give them a loss, dog. You know what I mean? They won that Game 1, and oh, my God!
But there's two good series in the West, though. The OKC-Houston series now at 2-2, and then, of course, Mavericks and Clippers.
But how about the sweeps in the East, though? Miami sweeps the Pacers. Mm-hmm. Boston sweeps Philly. Toronto sweeps the Nets.
Yeah.
And there's only one other series that's going to go 5 games unless the Magic pull off an unbelievable upset tonight, Harry.
I don't think that's happening.
I don't think that's going to happen. Now, do they quit knowing that they can't come back, or do they go out there and give them an E for effort, Harry? What do you think happens tonight?
I don't think it's competitive.
You think they go for the juggler tonight?
I think they don't have enough scorers.
The Bucks cover.
Yeah, the Bucks cover the number.
What's it, like 8, right?
No, I think it's higher than that.
It's got to be around 13.
No, isn't that game? That game's tomorrow, right, Tony? Because didn't they play yesterday?
Yeah, that game's tomorrow.
But tonight you have...
They covered 12.5.
Tonight you got the Clips and the Mavs.
And you got
Porzingis.
The Jazz and the Nuggets.
And the Jazz and
Jazz
the Nuggets.
Jazz can close them out tonight.
Correct.
Which that series has surprised me a little bit, too.
Yeah, me too.
Because I thought the Nuggets were going to beat them up pretty good.
I mean, the Jazz are the 6th seed there.
Yeah. And the Lakers go Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. They won by 20 last night. So we'd like to thank the Portland Trailblazers.
And it wasn't even that competitive.
No, it really wasn't, Harry.
Well, everybody freaked out because both the Magic and Trailblazers, both 8 seeds, won Game 1.
That's what happens in all sports. Whenever you get a team, when the Sixers beat the Lakers in Game 1 of the NBA Finals in 2001, everybody went crazy. And then they got swept right out of there, Harry.
The Bucks are 14-point favorites tomorrow.
The Lakers are like 12.5, I think, in that
12.5, yep.
That's tomorrow night.
On DraftKings, yep.
Meanwhile, the next round should be good. The first round of the NBA playoffs, the first round of the hockey playoffs, they were pretty good.
They were. Toronto now a 2-point favorite over the Celtics for Game 1, and that Lowry in jeopardy with that ankle.
Yes.
Yeah, that will – obviously they're not going to have Gordon Hayward, but Jason Tatum's on a tear too.
Yeah, he is.
Him and Kemba really seem to complement one another well.
Well, let's get it back to hockey, too, Harry. Tonight, Boston, Tampa Bay, Vegas, Vancouver. I'm thinking Tampa Bay comes back and wins tonight, Harry.
Yeah, they might. I think.
And again, I'm not taking anything away from Boston. The best thing that happened was that chump took a Rask, lied, and said he actually said a couple of days before, I hate to relitigate this. Remember, he's the guy who said it didn't feel good up there in the bubble. There were no fans. And then a couple days later,
he wasn't happy.
Yeah. He wasn't happy.
It was clear that he was making excuses.
Right.
Exactly. And guess what? They don't need you, Tuca. Stick it up your tuchus. Up your tuchus, Tuca. Take your Rask right out of here.
What do you think about the over tonight in that Las Vegas game? Over 5.5.
Anytime the Vegas Golden Knights game, they score goals.
Yeah.
That's why I loved the series with the Stars. Got started on Saturday night, and that over was 5.5.
I'm on DraftKings right now. See? The puck line is 5.5.
You can start a retirement fund, man.
I know. I may have to do this by the end of the week. By the end of the playoffs, I may have to retire.
Huh? You're going to retire?
I'm going to have to clean out with my daily fantasy stuff. I already got the football season figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Golden Knights tonight, Harry. You got to lay, minus 225, though, on Golden Knights. That's a big number right there.
Yeah, I like the total.
The total is 5.5?
5.5, yeah.
That vacation might turn into a two-week vacation. You hit some winners this week.
Right.
And, of course, the Flyers-Islanders tomorrow night, game two. And the Flyers are actually slight favorites, minus 115, minus 103 Islanders. So they're calling these toss-ups.
Well,
if the Islanders come out again and dominate, this could be a really fast series.
It's been a long time since the Flyers have lost back-to-back games.
I know.
You've got to go back into the regular season, I think, into January.
Yeah.
Since they've lost back-to-back games.
And the Dallas
games.
Stars, man. I mean, you talk about unbelievable resurgences, if there's such a word. They are favored. Actually, no, they're the dog, because Colorado has to win, you would think. Colorado in game two, minus 137. That's tomorrow night, the late-night game, 10:30 Eastern start.
All right. Well, if the Dallas Stars win, I'm sure a lot of their fans are going to be celebrating and have a hangover.
Yes,
but you know what? There is information
Wait,
now.
Wait, we have a cure?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you know we have to play here. Josie, I should have told you a little earlier. You know we got to play the great song, Found a Cure. I think we played it once again on the show.
Found a Cure?
Found a Cure. You know who did that?
Uh-uh.
Ashford and Simpson, I believe.
This is must be
old
from
school.
The 70s.
No, this is early 80s.
Oh, is it 80s?
Ashford and Simpson Found a Cure.
But we are going
No cure, no peace, Harry.
We are going to go to Finland for this particular update. Finland, where, you know, there is a lot of drinking going on to keep themselves warm.
Well, you know, the Finns, they really love that the fish and all that other nasty stuff that they eat over there.
Don't they drink Finlandia?
No, that's a vodka.
That's a vodka. Speaking of which, I should do two stories in one.
This is a combo mambo.
The first real short, they have found that vodka can prevent certain strokes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Drinking vodka. This is good news for us, Harry.
This is great news.
Yes.
Vodka drinkers right now are less likely to suffer a stroke.
Yes.
So what do we drink every week in here, Harry? What do we drink?
I drink every day. Tito's.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, now you can say you're doing it for your health.
Yes.
We as a group, we drink vodka. And in Finland,
hang on, Rob. I'll stop right there.
Okay.
Let's build it. Is this Ashford and Simpson?
Yes.
We saw them live, Rob, and you were with me.
I know. It was fantastic.
In San Francisco in a little club. Ashford and Simpson. What a great duo they were. Found a cure. You don't remember this one, Harry? Get the disco lights turned on and get that disco ball spinning, Robin.
This is...
I didn't go for the 12-inch disco mix. Should I have went with that?
This is hot off the presses.
Wait. All right, now, Robin has found a cure for hangovers, baby.
It was published today in the Journal of Alcohol and Alcoholism, the University of Helsinki. They found that a certain amino acid called L-cysteine, have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have.
There's a chapel L-cysteine. In Rome, isn't it? L-cysteine chapel?
Yeah.
It relieves alcohol ailments such as nausea, headache, stress, and anxiety. Now, they did a placebo group and two control groups. One group was taking 600 milligrams, the other 1,200. The 600 milligram dose people... they had the stress and anxiety relieved, but if you took a full 1,200 milligrams of L-cysteine, it took care of everything. So there you go. L-cysteine apparently is available.
So where do you get it? You get it in tablet form. Yeah. I don't get hangovers, but I won't need this.
L-cysteine. Not L-tryptophan or not L-DeBarge. They were great, too.
Yeah, they were, but I don't think they're going to give you a hangover cure. It's an amino acid important for making protein and other metabolic functions, and it has been previously used to help treat arthritis and the hardening of arteries. So, in actuality, you should be taking L-cysteine all the time because...
Well, I only take like 17 pills every day,
Robin. Well, we're going to add one more.
Throw a damn L-cysteine in the mix. Now, do you have to take it every day to build up immunity, or is it before
that
you go out?
That I don't know.
Say before Friday when we absolutely... Pour it out. You know how we start, right?
2 cups of vodka.
Yeah.
Good vodka.
Right.
In a big pitcher. Just pour it right in.
Do we take it before you drink? After you drink?
I think you'd probably take it before.
Drink? Do you take it same day and then drink?
No, I don't think so. Because they were tasked, the study people were tasked to drink to excess, and then they were given...
And then take it?
Yes.
Mm.
So that is how come it is a hangover cure,
well,
not a preventative.
You missed your calling. So it's not a preventative.
No, it's a cure.
Okay, so that means you already have the hangover.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How about 10 White Castle cheeseburgers at the same time, man? At like 2
That's
in the
what
morning.
Joel Embiid does to get rid of his hangovers.
So wait.
Yeah, you can purchase
how much
it.
Is it? Is it cheap or is it expensive?
I'm looking right now. You can buy it on Amazon. Let's
how
see.
Much?
But that's
stop,
only
stop
500
milligrams on Amazon.
This is only 500 milligrams, though.
Well, how many do you need?
Well, you would need
how many milligrams do you need?
You would need 2 600 milligram pills for L-cysteine.
It's only like $15
a
bottle.
You get a Walmart $11.69 at Walmart.
Dude,
one
and this
bottle.
Is a cure, and it's only $11. Now that they find this out, it's going to be $100 a bottle.
Yeah, really?
Well, right.
It's going to be like the vaccine when they finally get one. It'll be $2,000 for a shot.
If Trump promotes it, they'll say it doesn't work, and that you know.
True.
Well, Trump doesn't drink, so how
would
they
true.
Know?
That's true.
There it is, L-cysteine.
Yeah.
500 milligrams, 180 capsule, new improved formula, Robin.
Man.
Only $21.79 right now.
$6.79 for a bottle.
That's only a 60
but
count.
See,
right? That's 180.
MGN, I don't know if that's the same thing.
Hmm.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? See what you learn on this show?
Because there's the N-acetyl L-cysteine.
I don't want any additives in there.
Acetyl.
Give me the straight caps, homie. That's what I want. Straight caps.
We should test it out. We should buy some, and then the next time we have our Friday
How about this Friday? Well, can we get our Amazon order Amazon Prime shipping? We'll have it tomorrow for Wednesday.
And it's L-cysteine with a C-Y, L-cysteine.
Beautiful, man.
Let's do it.
I mean,
see if it works.
Forget the CDC. Forget Dr. Fauci. Forget all the fake scientists
out
there.
Yeah, where's he been? We haven't heard from him
in a while. He's hiding now.
Since he threw out that first pitch. I haven't seen him.
I think he's laying low. We do. This is the medical. By the way, the Astros are leading your Los Angeles Disneyland adjacent Angels 5-0.
Wow. The Angels, man.
Man, I'll tell you. Angels, poor Angels grandma. She's got to be absolutely
miserable. Since she's called into the show, they have just tanked.
I know.
They were bad from the start.
Yeah.
But she has faith in them.
I know.
Yes, she does.
They really mean a lot
How
to
long
her?
Before she has faith no more, Harry?
She is no bandwagon fan.
No.
She is there through thick and thin, and that's the kind of fans you want.
And I was going to jump on that game because I forgot that was an early game today. That's the only early game.
Is that on MLB or FS1? Do you get that here?
I get it on the other channel. I think that's on MLB. We're not getting. You know what the line was in that? The Angels? Plus 1150. And you know why it was plus? You know what the wait a minute. The money line was minus 33.35.
What?
The Houston Astros, you had to lay $3,335.
No, that's probably live.
Yeah, that's
live. Oh, that's live
bet.
Action?
Yeah, that's a live bet.
I haven't been into the live bet. So right now you'd have to lay that
exactly.
money.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know what they were pregame.
And if you look at the way, if the Houston Astros bullpen was set up the way the Phillies is, you probably would like to lay that number
exactly
right there.
Exactly right. Angels, man, they're bad. They're real bad.
Sorry. If you're listening, sorry, Angels grandma, but...
It's not her fault.
No, it's not.
It's not my fault. It's not Mike Trout's fault that he's only played in 3 playoff games in his career. You know, we always talk about guys who played their great careers and never tasted a championship. Charles Barkley never won a championship. You go look at all the great
Mike Trout's been in 3 playoff games.
I know.
One stinking series back in 2014 when he was the MVP. They lost. They got swept by the Royals, I think.
Yep. It was minus 150.
Minus 155 at DraftKings was... or 150, 155, depending on where you get it.
Well, I could take a little flyer on that. What inning are they in now?
What, are you going to take the Angels live?
Angels live. Maybe I'll maybe I'll change the
change the line.
Maybe I'll change the juju.
They're only in the top of the second inning.
Yeah.
Oh, they could bust right. That's bad news. That means they can give up another eight runs too.
Take the over.
Take the. What's the over under right now live?
It opened at 7.5,
it's
so that's got to be up to 10.5.
It's 10.5. Do I jump on that early? You're going to turn me into a degenerate.
Yes.
Now, just like Couch Guy.
Good.
That's what happens around here. Stick around. We're coming back. More calls, 215-462-TONY. We're going to talk with the great Eno Saris.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here, Tony Bruno, Harry Mays. There's been a lot of offense, Harry, in baseball this year.
Yes, sir. A lot of home runs.
Four-plus run innings. There are a lot of teams putting up not crooked numbers. Not quite crooked numbers, Harry, but certainly teams have been busting it wide open. Four-run innings, five-run innings.
Yeah, I mean, it's routine where you see, you know, that you go through the scores in the morning and you got double digits.
Yeah, exactly. It's happening, Harry. It's happening. So the Angels gave up, I think they gave up all five in the second inning. I don't know what the Astros did. I don't see the line score, but we have the game on now in here. Mm-hmm. And the Angels are stinking it up once again.
Yeah, 5-0.
5-0 Houston Astros, who have turned it around, Harry. And we mentioned the Astros-Angels game Wednesday has already been postponed. It'll be made up as a doubleheader later in the year because of the impending hurricane, tropical storm, whatever it does when it hits down in the Gulf Coast. In the Texas panhandle area there, and, of course, Louisiana.
Louisiana,
all
yeah.
those states down there, and they've been hit many times
yep.
with major, major storms. Not necessarily hurricane force, but we've seen it. We've been in Houston when they've had flooding, and it's just incredible. When rain comes in there and mm-hmm. Mississippi, the Gulf of Mexico overflows and spills into those towns. And, yes, the other big story, Pat McAfee, all of a sudden out.
At CBS Sports Radio.
Now, I'll tell you this. I didn't even know he was part of the
I didn't
CBS
either.
Sports Network.
I
because,
did.
No, you didn't, Robin. You yes. had no clue.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Tony, it was announced when we were at the Barrett
Summit.
No, it
Summit. Wasn't.
Yes, it was.
You watch Pat McAfee's show. There is zero knowledge. You don't. There's nothing. Well, we're on the screen. Nowhere on the screen does it say CBS Sports
right.
Network.
I understand that.
It's like Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick's on Fox Sports Radio, but he doesn't say Fox Sports Radio and doesn't have a graphic there. You could be a part of a network, but he's an independent show that was put into the CBS sports radio clock. You've been around radio how long, Robin, now? Huh? How long have you been around radio?
Is this the third one for the show?
Yes. She's telling me last night. I'm half asleep.
If you want to crown him, then crown her ass.
Oh, I just heard. Pat McAfee is leaving CBS Sports. I said, since when does he work for CBS Sports? Oh, he's the lead-in to Jim Rome. I said, no, he's not. Jesus.
And who was right?
I was right because he does not work. He was carried on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes.
It's like I don't work for Sports Map Radio. We're carried on there. I don't work for the Mighty 1090. They put us on there. I work for Sirius XM, 211. That's why we're on every day. We work for Twitch.tv. In fact, they work for us, bitches.
Well, it says here that OutKick's Bobby Burek is reporting that McAfee is in talks with the satellite radio company.
Which one would that be, Harry?
Sirius XM. Yep.
Everybody wants to join. It's like a parade. It's like the duck parade at that hotel down there in Memphis. Tony Bruno moves. When I move, you,
you move.
Just like that.
Well, we don't blame Pat for wanting to be on the same channel or the same network as
you. Exactly, man. I don't need a Snickers. This is where all the cool kids are, man. I love that song from a couple of years ago. Remember, they're grown up now. The cool kids. Who was it that did that?
Echo Smith.
Echo Smith, yeah. A cute little chick.
Echo Smith.
Remember Echo Smith?
It was a fun song.
It was a great song, Harry. It was my favorite song of a couple summers ago. Echo Smith, Cool Kids. Mm. Can you play just a taste of that, John?
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Let's go to my...
Yeah, you have.
Yes, you have.
You
when you hear this song, you will know it, Harry.
Is that right?
It was my go-to song when I was jamming a couple of years ago. It's like a teen bop song. Mm.
Not really my wheelhouse.
It was a cute song.
Where would I have heard this?
Everywhere, Harry.
What do you mean everywhere? I don't go anywhere.
Supermarkets, golf courses.
I don't go to supermarkets.
Strip clubs.
We've already established he does not go into supermarkets. I don't know if it would have been played in a strip club.
I don't think this would have been strip clubs.
Listen, you know the song, Harry.
You absolutely know that. You've heard it.
This is not in the strip club music.
Had a great beat. Great, had a good beat. You could dance to it. I give it a 65. And the chick was cute, too.
Never heard it.
Wait till the refrain.
Yeah, there's a catch here.
There's a refrain?
Yes.
Yeah. Every song has a refrain.
Or a hook.
A hook.
Nothing in this world could ever bring me down. I gotta get the drumsticks out for this one.
This girl, what do you say, this girl's cute? She looks like she's 12.
She was at the time. Yeah, she's grown up now, Harry. She's legal.
Weren't they siblings or something like that?
I think they were a family.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
No.
Wow, you really don't get it.
It's not horrible, but I've never heard it. No. No, I stay home. Stay safe.
Brian in Bridgeport, this song sucks. It sounds like it's only played in Forever 21.
Yeah. There you go.
No, I heard it in the Piercing Pagoda once when I was in there thinking about getting what do you call it?
It's definitely mall music, which is another place that you will never see me.
Okay, songs played at Zoomies five times.
I'm going to be hanging out at Spencer's Gifts.
Forever 21. That nailed it right. No, that wasn't even a Forever 21 song. That was more like what's the place in the malls where the kids, girls go get your earrings and stuff?
Claire's.
Claire's. That's it. How do you know about Claire's, man?
Listen,
that's where he goes to pick up girls. Couch guy goes trolling
Claire's
at the Cherry Hill Mall.
Oh, there's a Paxson.
He can get accessories that match that mauve. Wow. The mauve pants that he's wearing. Jeez.
Yeah, mauve. That's the color.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Mauve.
Ah,
mauve.
That's what you were looking for before. That's mauve.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's cranberry, isn't it?
No, that's mauve. Cranberry is darker, more vivid.
I get the cranberry. I still say cranberry.
No, it's mauve.
And then
it's
the seafoam green shorts.
I'm not channeling my inner Epstein. I'm not attracted to young girls. I said she was a cute kid. She was a cool kid. That was a cool song.
Yeah, that's mauve. There's no doubt
about
it.
That's mauve?
Yeah.
I loved her, though. I loved her.
That's Maud. You're thinking Maud.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then there's Maud.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hot Topic. That would probably be in there, too, Harry. Hot Topic. But that would not be played in Spencer Gifts.
Oh, no?
That's not cool enough for Spencer
Gifts. I don't think that's a strip club song.
No, I'm joking. No. It was a joke.
Definitely not.
Meanwhile, is there a male in that basement that has visible abs? Yeah, right underneath this roll of fat. Come on, man.
Why would I have visible abs? I'm 55 years old.
I'm 68. I had them a couple weeks ago,
seriously.
And then I started eating again. Once I got off the keto, that's why you can't go on keto. You stop keto, and then you blow up again. Now,
no,
I was down to 200
up.
Pounds, right? Mm-hmm. I was 220.
Right.
I got to 200 pounds. I got to 205 and was stuck there for like a month and a half.
Right. You plateaued.
I plateaued. Then I got back on it, and I went from 205 to 200. And I said, I want to get to 195.
Right, which is what I'm at.
And then I got to 200, and boom. I said I had a piece of pizza, and I said, screw keto. And now I'm back up to 203.
Mm-hmm.
So 203, a couple of pounds here, that's where it goes.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm a fat pig. It's not like I'm a member of Antifa.
Why would I care about having abs?
I'm
married for 10 years. I'm 55. All I want to do is just play golf and drink vodka and watch sports.
You're happy.
But I care about freaking abs. Seriously.
Hey, man, I clearly don't care about
I don't
me
care.
Either, so.
What do I care about that?
I mean, it's all about personality.
The last time I did a sit-up?
Stay thirsty, mis amigos.
20 yeah. years ago.
2 cups of vodka. Good vodka. A big pitcher. Just pour it right in.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk. At least.
Exactly.
You don't care about abs, but you do care about Absolute.
No, Absolute's garbage.
No, that's lowest
that's
garbage.
Low grade
stuff.
Mixing vodka.
That's decent. That's not.
No?
That's not bottom shelf plastic.
It is
bottle.
To me.
Absolute is still in glass bottles.
It's, yeah, it's glass.
When you're still in glass bottles.
It's glass that won't break because I won't pick it up.
Well, what does it go?
That was big in the 80s.
Yeah, right?
Okay?
It goes like what? Pop off, Crystal Palace.
Pop off. Like, Pop off won the women's open
yeah,
over the weekend.
She's hot. Those European.
She's from Germany.
What is better, Vladimir or Pop off?
They're both.
They're
in the
both
same.
Garbage.
They're
yeah.
both
yeah,
right
yeah,
there at the
Crown
bottom.
Crown Suisse.
Total
anything
garbage.
That's on the bottom shelf and it's a plastic handle and it's under $15.
Anything that's in Nick Cale's liquor cabinet.
Exactly right.
Well, that's what any kid with a fake ID is buying.
Exactly. Nikolai.
By the way, we got to give a shout out to all of our trucker friends out there.
Yeah, it's Trucker
yes,
Tuesday.
Trucker
it is
Tuesday.
Trucker Tuesday. Motel 6 checks in, and the lights are off, unfortunately, right now.
Oh, yeah?
And he says, we wish we could call in, Tony, but shout out to our trucker friends. We appreciate them more than they know. Trucker Tuesday. I think this is the real Motel 6. This
really?
Is their actual.
Yeah, that's their Twitter
that's
feed.
That's their verified Twitter feed. So
yeah.
Motel 6 actually checking in.
How awesome.
Into the show, and I got to follow them. They're not following me, but I'm going to follow Motel 6. Just leave the lights on for me.
Now
I'll bring my own disinfectant.
Tony, you have
and say
a,
hi to Tom Baudette for me while you're there.
You have a long history of loving truckers
Absolutely.
And giving them love out there.
Absolutely.
How long? It goes back how long? Way before Into the Night.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
And how did it originally start?
Was I filed because I was doing promos for the Truckin' Bozo, Harry. Do you remember the guy, the Truckin' Bozo?
No.
There was an overnight guy on radio.
Okay.
It wasn't satellite. It was just a big station in
Music
Cincinnati.
Music radio?
It was WLW in Cincinnati, which had a monster stick.
Okay.
And at night, the guy came on. His name was the Truckin' Bozo.
Mm-hmm.
And truck drivers would listen to him because you could get that station almost everywhere in the country, except west of the Rockies.
Okay.
The mountains. And he was very popular, so I would do promos for him. Hey, stay tuned for the Truckin' Bozo right after the Tony Bruno Show here on WLW Cincinnati. So there you go. So I fell in love with truckers. I love truckers, man. They keep America moving, Harry.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you driving? What are you hauling, right?
Exactly right, man. Beautiful, man. We're coming back, Harry. You know who's going to join us next hour? Eno Saris. No, he doesn't play in the NBA. He's actually a great baseball guy for the Athletic. He's going to join us in the next hour, so stick around for that and a whole bunch more fun with Tony and Harry.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.